change their mind and choose the way of peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation.
This pays off more, he says, than violence. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Jerusalem.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Former Kansas Supreme Court Justice Evelyn Wilson has died following her battle with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. The Lawrence Journal World reports that Wilson served on the court from 2020 to 2025. She resigned in July after her diagnosis. Before that, she served as a judge in Shawnee County District Court for 15 years. Chief Justice Eric Rosen said in a statement yesterday that Wilson was a champion for people who needed help advocating for their rights. A second child is dead a week after being shot by a sibling in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that a young child picked up a loaded, unsecured shotgun last Saturday and fired, striking the two children. A 5-year-old girl was pronounced dead at the scene. An 8-year-old boy was flown to a Wichita hospital where he died Friday night. Their names have not been released. The KBI's investigation is continuing. The findings of that investigation will be released to the Ellsworth County Attorney's Office. The University of Kansas has suspended a fraternity for several years over hazing and conduct violations. KCTV reports that Alpha Tau Omega was placed on a 2-year probation last fall following an investigation into hazing allegations. Their suspension runs until spring of 2031. The Kansas City Royals lost their first game against the Milwaukee Brewers yesterday 5-2. They won their second game 8-2. They play at 1:10 this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s. Under sunny skies, it's 44 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, we've got the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts coming up at 9:40 this morning on KPR. Then stay with us for Prairie Journal later today. This week on Prairie Journal, how a disputed election led to a standoff in the Kansas Capitol.
We are looking at the doors from the Capitol that the Republicans broke into after the populists barricaded themselves in the House of Representatives chamber.
That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock this morning on KPER1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPER2.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines. A U.S. service member.
And she's proud of doing it, what she calls the hardest thing she's ever done in her life. For NPR News, I'm Kat McGowan.
For more caregiving stories and resources, go to npr.org/caregiving. This is NPR News.
Is Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban on the verge of losing the upcoming election? A former ally is on the rise.
He managed to both embody and also to gather and capture the disillusionment with the Orban regime.
I'm Rob Schmitz, the threat to Orban on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Then stay with us at 10 o'clock for This Old House Radio Hour. Today on This Old House Radio Hour, garage doors are the hardest working system in your home. So what happens when they start to fail? We'll learn how to maintain, repair, and replace them before your little issues become big issues. That's on This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR 1. And if you're joining us on KPR 2 this morning, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, what happens when a new guy arrives on the scene and changes everything, whether it's Robert Redford or an invisible monk? That's on This American Life at 10 o'clock on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from Emporia State University Choirs, presenting She Sings, a Women in Music Festival, Saturday, May 2nd at Beach Music Hall in Emporia. Details at emporia.link/she-sings.
Support for NPR comes from this. Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. From the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Weekend Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting the University Dance Company's Spring Concert, featuring choreography by Kansas City's Sam McReynolds. April 10th through the 12th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at dance.ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s, winds from the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Topeka. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. It's time to give your garage door the attention it deserves. From LAist and APM American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Here's how to take care of the heaviest thing in your house before it breaks.
Once a year, you can spray some silicone spray in the pivot point. Those are all the hinges. Those get some wear and tear.
Senior Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy returns to the Sacramento home that laid the foundation for his lifelong belief in tolerance, justice, and the law.
There was a ranch that the Japanese had been farming. The owner wanted to sell it to him, and he said, no, it would be wrong of me to buy it after we relocated them. We didn't get a monetary inheritance, we got an ethical inheritance.
Learn how to clean, protect, and save your furniture the right way. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump says the U.S. military carried out a dramatic and risky rescue of the Air Force officer whose fighter jet was shot down over Iran.
As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, the wounded officer took cover in a mountainous area to avoid being captured.
President Trump said on Truth Social that dozens of planes took part in the operation to save the airman after his F-15 fighter jet was hit over western Iran on Friday. The plane's pilot was quickly rescued, but the weapons officer, an Air Force colonel, had to go into hiding. Trump wrote, quote, "This brave warrior was behind enemy lines in the treacherous mountains of Iran." U.S. rescue aircraft came under fire but managed to reach the airman and fly him out of the country. The Wall Street Journal reported that two planes taking part in the rescue were unable to fly out of Iran, so U.S. troops blew them up and left on another aircraft. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
On this Easter Sunday, President Trump went on Truth Social this morning to threaten Iran. In a profanity-laden post, he said Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, repeating his threat to strike Iran's critical infrastructure if Iran doesn't reopen the Strait of Hormuz by his Monday deadline. Trump ended the post with, "Praise be to Allah." Israeli airstrikes have hit across Lebanon south and in the southern suburbs of the capital, Beirut. Israel says it's targeting Iran-backed Hezbollah militants who fired rockets across the border. NPR's Lauren Frere reports Lebanon's government says at least 54 people were killed Saturday.
Easter services are mixed with funerals as Israel bombs Lebanon south and demolishes homes there. In the Christian village of Dibil, resident Maroun Yassif tells NPR, they're under siege and being shelled. United Nations peacekeepers say they've lodged a formal protest after Israeli soldiers destroyed security cameras outside a UN base in southern Lebanon. Three UN peacekeepers were killed last month and several have been wounded. Hezbollah says it used a missile against an Israeli warship off Lebanon's coast, but the Israeli military says it's not aware of that incident. In addition to ordering people out of the country's south, Israel's military is also ordering evacuation of Lebanon's main crossing with neighboring Syria, warning it may strike that area too. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Beirut.
Pope Leo celebrated his first Easter as Pope today. He urged leaders to end the conflicts now raging around the world, that they must end every desire for domination and power. Unlike previous popes, he did not mention any specific war. He also
6-0. It's This Old House Radio Hour.
You're listening to This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Radium Girls, Inspired by True Events, a story of young women who fought for justice after being exposed to radium in a watch-style factory, running April 10th through the 19th. Tickets at manhattanarts.org. We have a beautiful Easter morning. Sunny skies today, looking for highs in the lower 60s today. Winds from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 in Emporia, 50 degrees in Manhattan, 49 in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, welcoming soprano Renee Fleming, presenting Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene, Friday, April 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Sunny skies, a beautiful Sunday in store with highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the northwest. Clear overnight tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. It's 52 in Emporia, 50 degrees in Lawrence, 51 in Manhattan, 50 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by TruGreen, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Legacy Box, committed to preserving family history by converting old home movies, film, and photos into digital files, so those memories can be revisited and shared for generations to come. More at LegacyBox.com.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Today on Prairie Journal, Partisan Kansas History Series from the Kansas 250 Commission, produced by Kara Heights. We'll be featuring episodes of Per Aspera throughout this semi-quincentennial year. You can find out more at peraspirapodcast.com. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more Prairie Journal coming up right after this. Live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the All Members Spring Show, starting April 10th with an opening reception 5 to 7 p.m. at Landmark National Bank on 6th Street in Lawrence. Open Monday through Friday until June 26th. We've got more Prairie Journal coming up, then stay with us for 105 Live. Today, we'll hear from Lawrence troubadour Sky Smead. Conversation tracks from his new Live from the Rock House album and a live performance. That's on 105 Live at noon today on KPR. Rex Buchanan is Director Emeritus of the Kansas Geological Survey. He, along with Burt Griggs and Joshua Svati, are co-authors of Petroglyphs of the Kansas Smoky Hills. It's one of the books selected by the State Library of Kansas for this month's Kansas 250 Bookshelf. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from University Press of Kansas, commemoration since 1946. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We'll be posting a longer version of my conversation with Rex Buchanan on our website. It should be available probably by tomorrow morning. That's at kansaspublicradio.org. While you're there, you can make a pledge. Maybe you didn't quite get around to it during KPR's Hive Drive. First of all, a big thank you to everyone who did make a pledge during our spring membership drive and to all of you who are sustaining members that support Kansas Public Radio year-round. Your support make programs like Prairie Journal and 105 Live possible. Again, if you didn't get around to making your pledge, you can do so right now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support. Sunny skies this afternoon, a beautiful day for whatever you've got going on, maybe the Kansas City Royals, maybe an Easter egg hunt. We're looking for highs in the lower 60s, sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s. It's 54 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.